This week, findings from the coronial inquest of the death in custody of Gunda Chimara Jajawurung Wiradjuri and Yorta Yorta woman Veronica Nelson were handed down, with the coroner calling Victoria's bail laws discriminatory and a complete unmitigated disaster. The Wire speaks with CEO of Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, Narita Waite, to find out more about the need for an urgent overhaul of the carceral system.
Certainly, it's welcome to hear that they're looking at bail reform, and I would urge them not to take a limited approach or a narrow approach to what those changes need to be. In terms of more foundational change, what I would love to see is addressing systemic racism in our legal system. We know that Aboriginal Islander people are the most over-incarcerated peoples on earth, and acknowledging how this country's colonial history has created and shaped structures and institutions characterised by racism, which, you know, so often saddled with the true justice for Aboriginal people, is crucial. The legal system is built on a foundation of violence, dispossession, denial of sovereignty, and, of course, humanity, as raised in the Nelson inquest. With the colonial project continuing through policies of protection and assimilation, today's injustice are inextricably linked to injustice of the past, and achieving a collective understanding of how what that legacy is can then help guide the reforms necessary for realising a true and equitable legal system. And this transformative change is not something that can wait. Already, since Vukadik finalising over 30 years ago, we're seeing Aboriginal death and custody rise upwards of 524. The same issues that are raised in No Death in Custody were raised in Vukadik. We are still waiting for implementation of the mitigatory response, let alone transformative justice. So we need to be making sure that in taking mitigations like reforming bail or like addressing independent police oversight, like race gauge, we are also committing to transformational change and implementing a strategy to combat racism, not just at an individual, but systemic level as well.
And in processes like a coronial inquest, there's a lot of work families do. What do you think are some systemic barriers and legislative gaps maybe that families of loved ones that have passed away in custody face?
Well, it's important to note that if not for the family pushing out urgent, there wouldn't have been an inquest into the death of Veronica Nelson and the rather horrific and tragic circumstances and finding recommendations that were raised would not have been here but for that. So what we do need is these changes into the way that death and also serious incidents of people in custody are dealt with. There needs to be a degree of independence. It needs to be a robust investigation, and families need to be involved at each and every step. We also need to make sure that rather than squabbling over resources, we implement caps, noting that it will change not just experiences of our people, but vulnerable groups as well. It's not like it's every day, but it is every week that we hear of concerning incidents of the use of strength in custody, use of strip searching in your analysis. And also, often being subjected to racism and often fearing accessing healthcare services because of the response that they will receive. So that's why things like OCCAT are important, why reforming the culture of these institutions and amending their policies and procedures and changing everything at each and every step is important, because Veronica showed that it is not just one system or one person failing, it is every system and every person failing Aboriginal people. Right.
And while Narita says it's difficult to speak briefly about the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service's submission to the Yuruk Justice Commission, here's what she has to say about it more broadly.
What that commission looked at is how racism affects our legal system, looked at criminalisation and over-policing, looked at how to address certainly reducing incarceration, ending violence in custody, how to stop criminalising Aboriginal communities through reforming the bail system, raising the age, decriminalising public intoxication and, of course, drug possession for personal use, as well as, importantly, to stop criminalising mental illness and other disabilities and increasing options for cautions and diversions. We also, importantly, talked to some of the things I've already mentioned around custody arrangement. Certainly, Yuvruk is still progressing through its evidence gathering processes in relation to criminal justice and child protection, and that has, of course, involved a lot of time in terms of us supporting clients and former clients and interested community members to make those submissions through our LOPCHA service, as well as, of course, responding to current reform priorities from Victorian Government. So, as you've already raised, there's been commitments in relation to bail reform. There's also been commitments in relation to child protection and the like. So that'll keep us very busy. And I'm sure, given every year is a busy year for bails, there'll be more things on the horizon that take up a lot of our time.
That was Narita Waite, CEO of Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, speaking to The Wire during a chat about the need for transforming the carceral system while acknowledging the ongoing impacts of colonisation on First Nations people. For more information and to read statements from Veronica Nelson's family, head to www.vals.org.au. That's Vals spelt V-A-L-S. If this story brought up issues for you, you can reach out to Lifeline on 131114 or reach out to 13YARN, a national crisis support line for mob, on 139276.